Check 1, 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, you are the awesome God. We praise your name. Hallelujah. You sing, Imela.
You're the God of all the earth. You're awesome.
Himela, Odiro Yedika, Odiro.
more time. From the ends of the earth, from the end.
From the ends of the earth.
To the depths of the sea.
To the depths of the sea.
Lord, your spirit covers all the earth.
Your spirit covers all the earth.
You are mighty.
You are mighty in your words. We exalt thee in our words.
You are the God of all the earth.
God of all the earth. Alpha and Omega. Adonai, we bow before thee. Chukwuanile. Oye Saputaye. You're the God of all the earth.
You're the God of all the earth. You are awesome. The earth,
Alpha and Omega. Adonai, we bow before thee. Chukwuanile. Oye Saputaye. You're the God of all the earth. You are awesome.
Morning, Father. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus.
I sing praises to your name.
Great.
For your name is great.
all together, I sing praises to your name. Just lift up your hands.
I sing praises to your name.
Let's sing, "You deserve the glory and the honor." Kabo Shanderebako. Deserve all the glory.
You deserve the glory
and the honor.
And the honor.
Lord, we lift our hands in worship as we bless your holy name. You deserve the glory.
There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. You're so great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else, Lord, like you. Where can I go but to the Lord? There is no other place but you, no other God but you. You alone are God. And it's to you that we come. We don't have a plan B, we don't have a plan C, we don't have any other plans. For every other place is sinking sand. Help us, Lord, to understand that you alone art God and everything else is fake, outright fake. True authenticity is in you. You are the way, the truth, the life. The God. And we bow ourselves before you. We come to you just the way we are. And we say, Father, have your way in us. If we have no answers in you, where else can we find answers? You are the very answer we need. You are our problem solver. You are our peace, our joy, our strength. You are life to us. And we surrender our lives to you. We belong to you. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. Thank you for life, for strength, for health, for provision, for peace of mind, for every good thing. We give you praise. Hallelujah. There's an old hymn we used to sing about all other ground is sinking sand. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. Hallelujah. I hope it's nothing else. Lord, I'm Jesus Christ and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All
all the ground is sinking sand.
Sing it one more time.
My hope is built on nothing else than Jesus Christ and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Father, we give you praise. We place all reliance on you. For our health, we rely on you. For our provision, we rely on you. We rely on you for all things. For you are faithful. And you are trustworthy. You are God. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. It's good to see your wonderful, beautiful faces this wonderful first Sunday of April. Can you believe it's April already? Wow. Amazing grace. Actually, let's sing that song, Amazing Grace, before we get Mama come.
Sing it all again together, Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I was once lost, but now I'm
was grace that taught my heart.
Was grace that taught my heart to fear and grace my fears relieved.
How precious dear,
how precious dear that grace that
the Lord had promised.
The Lord had promised good to me. His word, my hope secures.
He will shield and portion me.
He will be my shield.
When we've been there,
when we've been there 10,000 years, like shining as the sun, we know less days to sing God's praise than when.
Hallelujah. Amen. We serve a good God. Hallelujah. It's a joyful thing to worship Him. Thank you, worship team. Thank you for leading us this morning. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
God day, everyone.
God day.
Hallelujah. I love these old songs, you know. So praise God forevermore. You know, they are a blessing. I love both modern and old, so praise the Lord. All right, let us stretch our hands and pray for our beautiful children. If you're sick or you have a need, it's a good time for you to come forward and receive from the Lord. Father, we thank you for another glorious day that you've given to us. We are thankful, we are grateful. You woke us up this morning, you gave us life. We are grateful, Lord. Thank you for all our biological children, our spiritual children, our partners, extended families, all children, even those standing in the altar right here, and all our seeds, their spouses, we leave them before you. Every child from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth every decade of life, touch everyone in the mighty name of Jesus. Minister grace to everyone. Cause us to rejoice. Lord, it gives you pleasure to see your children rejoicing and dancing and praising your holy name. Let that be our testimony this week. Let it be our testimony this month. Let it be our testimony this year. In the name of Jesus, Father, we give you praise. Let sorrow and mourning and sadness and evil flee away from us now. In the name of Jesus, we put on the garment of joy and every garment of ashes be washed off us. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Almighty God, that all week, all year, we will have a successful story. Turn every misfortune around. Help the children at school. Help them with their homework. Help them with learning. And things that will corrupt their life may not stay in their memory. Let only good things enter them. In the mighty name of Jesus, protect them at school. Their ministry angels always be around them. And all adults and every age, in the mighty name of Jesus, we will come back giving you thanks and say, look what God has done. And it is marvelous in our sight. Thank you for healing everyone who's sick. We send your healing virtue to everyone. Those here, those far away, those hearing the sound of my voice, those watching by air or in church, minister grace to them. Be healed. Be restored, be made whole. Let your body begin to work for you, not against you. In the name of Jesus, let the Lord reign over you, and may you surrender your life to Him. In the mighty name of Jesus, we, in Jesus' name, say amen. Amen. See you later, children. Father, we continue to give you praise. Thank you for your Holy Spirit. Thank you for the Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your Spirit, which is your holy word. We welcome you, we receive you, we say have your way in our lives, in our homes, in our city, in our nation, in our neighborhood, and in the service. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Okay, turn your Bible quickly to Psalm 1. It's only 6 verses, so. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Are there people who want to be blessed today? The Bible gives you qualification of the blessing. So
if you are still walking in the places you're not supposed to, get rid of them so that the blessing will stay. The blessing and those things cannot stay in the same place. So somebody say, I choose the blessing. So blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor seated in the seat of the scornful. So get rid of those three things from your life. Not tomorrow, say right now. Say, get out and don't come back. In Jesus' name, amen. But his delight, this is what a blessed person does. This is what keeps the blessing for you and brings it and keeps it. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. So we don't meditate only on Sunday morning when we come. We meditate. Let God's word touch your heart. And you know when it's there, it's hard for you to do the wrong thing because you will choose him. Somebody say, I choose the Lord. Your words are not strong. Somebody say, I choose the Lord. Yes, when you choose him. So after a while, you don't even think about choice. You just know. It's like when you want to drink water, do you say, should I put the water through my nose or my eyeball? Automatic. Where does it go? In your mouth. So after a while, the things of God is just automatic. Your spirit will just take over. Say amen. Say, Lord, let my spirit be quickened to your ways. Say amen. Say amen. Even in the night when you sleep, sometimes your heart will begin to talk with God. You yourself, you will hear it, but you are rested. Praise the Lord. May we all come to those kind of places. Say amen. Your heart will begin to sing all through the night, but yet you are well, you sleep very well. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Because you are no longer in your flesh presence, you are in his presence. Say amen. So you are doing the natural stuff, but yet you're also in the spirit. May you be lifted to that level in the name of Jesus. May I be lifted to that level. I know what I'm talking. I've encountered it, but you want it all the time. And it's even better. Can you imagine if you stay in the presence of God, you get stronger, healthier, more blessed. Say, Lord, this is what I want for myself. I don't know if you want that for yourself, but I want that for myself. Can you imagine if you're in his presence, instead of aging and everything aching and paining, you start doing what? Stronger, healthier, more vibrant, more youthful. You get younger every day. Instead of aging every day, you're getting younger every day. May that kind of mystery be in my life. Say amen. So when you meditate on him, what happened to Moses? Only 40 days he spent time in the presence of God. Only 40 days, not 40 years. When he went there, what happened to his face? The people could no longer look at his face. His face came out shining. That they have to put a veil to reduce the light coming out of him. He got into the presence of God. May his presence transform me and you. Say amen. Someone say, I will meditate in his word day and night. And it shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. That means there's no delay in your life. May delay spirit live your life today and my life in the name of Jesus. You are fruitful in the right season. If God says you are fruitful today, you are fruitful today. Nothing can stop him. May God's fruitfulness and his season be in my life and in your life in the name of Jesus and in our families. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Well, you know when you eat rice doesn't come the way you eat it. They all have chaff on them, so they have removed the chaff. But to do that, they pound it or whatever they do with it and just shake it and you just blow it and the chaff flies off and the grain remains because there's no weight to the chaff. May everything that has no weight of glory in your life be blown away from your life and my life in the mighty name of Jesus. Say a big amen. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hallelujah. May we live in his presence forevermore. Say amen. All right, let's stand together and pray together. Yeah, my heart is drawn to verse 5, but I have to continue with the service and deal with that on my own later. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, you can come to church or you can be in the presence, but not in his presence. God does not allow certain things in his presence. May we not find ourselves outside of that. May we be allowed. You can be in the sanctuary and yet you are not in the sanctuary. Just shout hallelujah. I'm saying things, but let me leave that. And may we be. Just say, Lord, let me be in your presence. Let me be in your sanctuary. Say amen. Father, we thank you, God, that none of us will be left behind. All of us, your children, we will be in your presence. Whatever hindrances, whatever things separate us from you this morning, may it be removed. Your word says nothing can separate us from the love of God. Your love is there, but your holy presence, there are things that can separate us. So Lord, put us in that place. Remove every shaft that is not good for our life. Blow them off our lives and our family lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, may your name be glorified. May your name be lifted in our lives. May our lives show forth your glory. May our words, our action, and what we do magnify your holy name. Father, purify our hearts. Purify our being. Purify our spirit, soul, and body. For your words say even our body is your temple. May this temple glorify your name. May every sort of abuse we have abused our body, may it be gone from our lives today in the mighty name of Jesus. May we realize this is your temple. You long to dwell in your children's life. Father, you are welcome to live and dwell in us as we live and dwell in you, to become one totally with you in the mighty name of Jesus. The spirit of oneness with the living God, let it reign and reign supremely over our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Draw our attention to you, Lord. Draw our hearts to you. Draw our minds to you. Draw our words to you. Draw our hands to you. Draw our actions and our giving to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we commit every member of Glory and Peace Church, every extended family, those partners and those hearing us far and wide in any nation, every nation today, Lord, every one of them are included in this prayer. Draw your family back to you. May we draw near to you as you draw near to us. Father, may our lives magnify your name. We thank you for victory and success. For everything they are going through, we declare answers and solutions that comes from the Most High God to visit them and visit their homes and visit that situation and turn that thing around so your children can rejoice and give you all the glory and honor in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, provide for your children. Provide for them. Whatever the need is, let it be supplied according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. May the answer be tailor-made for them. Solutions be tailor-made for them. That they will come testify and say, God, you have done it. Things that are beyond our own control, beyond what we can do, you have all the answer. You are the answer. So let the answer and the solution come now. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We cast all our cares and our burden before you. Lord, let them roll away and we receive yours, which is easy and light. in Jesus' name. Pray now for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls, prosperity to her palaces. Father, bless your people. Bless the nation of Israel. Remember your everlasting covenant you have made with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let it come to pass what you say you will do. You have done a lot of them. They've come to pass. Let everything you say come to pass in the mighty name of Jesus. Remember, out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. So remember your people, Lord. You call Israel your glory, Israel your firstborn, Israel the apple of your eye, Israel carved in the palm of your hand. Father, your word says all Israel shall be saved. Father, save your people, Lord. Deliver them from all evil. Arise, O God, and continuously let all your enemies be scattered in the mighty name of Jesus. And as you have blessed Israel, bless the nation of Canada, bless the nation of United States of America, bless Bolivia, bless Argentina, bless Chile, bless Spain, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch your people, all the nations of the earth. Where someone is calling upon the name of the Lord, touch them. Draw the leadership to you, Lord. Transform the leadership. Remove wicked leaders and put righteous leaders. Put righteous team. You are still the same God who have dealt with Herod. Herod thought he got everything, but you dealt with him. Deal with the Herods of this world that wants to corrupt your people, Lord. Deal with them in the mighty name of Jesus. And put righteous people, Lord. Put the Davids in the throne. In the name of Jesus, let the people come rejoicing. Bring blessings to the nation. Bring blessings to the nation. Remove confusion and pain and sorrow in the name of Jesus. Your word says, when the righteous lead, the people rejoice. Father, bring righteous leaders. Righteousness exalts a nation. Sin is a reproach. Father, exalt the nations. Let righteousness reign again. Touch the churches. Bring revival to the churches. Bring it to Glory and Peace Church. Bring it to all the churches. Bring them, O God. Let our hearts turn back to you. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless our land. And bless your people, and bless the work of our hands, bless the businesses, bless the people, Lord. Kings and priests, bless every one of them. In the mighty name of Jesus, be in the service this morning. Let your word come with power, with grace, healing, deliverance, wholeness, and restoration, with testimonies. And Lord, we bless your holy name. Bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, the speaker of the word, the receiver of the word, those who publish the word by telling somebody, Jesus is Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you, Apostle.